In an area with an industrial past, an expanding art scene, and several long-standing cultural and natural destinations, the economy of Western Massachusetts has many moving pieces. One of the driving business forces is the 1,000-member Berkshire Chamber of Commerce. Former Adamstown Administrator Jonathan Butler, 32, now heads the agency's efforts as president and CEO.
Pittsfield is our population hub. It is the center of the Berkshires. And there is absolute value countywide every time a single job is created in Pittsfield. But we also have some true economies, you know, in Adams, in North Adams, in Great Barrington, in Lee, in Dalton, and there's other communities as well. But those are all communities that are also post-industrial. They have large inventories of real estate and space that's available for purchase, for lease. A lot of them have developing robust downtowns with a lot of different options for living and working.
Butler says economic development in the 21st century is a public-private partnership as municipalities can spur growth with grants and loans. Taking the reins in early September, one of Butler's first initiatives is forming a population task force working with its partner development agency, One Berkshire. The purpose is to identify how to get 20 and 30-somethings to either stay in the area or come back after leaving for school or a job. The hope is to fill a regional generational gap. Noting the Berkshires does a great job marketing itself as a tourist destination, Butler says showcasing the area as a home for young professionals is missing.
In many parts of the Berkshires, in a cost-effective way, have those experiences of an urban nature while living in a more rural environment where they can purchase affordable real estate, they can park their car in the driveway.
Retaining the area's high school graduates plays right into growing the young professional base. While Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts and Williams College are recognized universities, Butler realizes four-year college degrees are not for everyone.
And we have an economy in the Berkshires that doesn't require that. And it's important that we provide the specialized training for certain industries and have that available here in the Berkshires for our existing population so that they can take advantage of those opportunities. You know, you're seeing that at Taconic High School. You're certainly seeing that at McCann Vocational School in North County, which has really become a model in a lot of ways for vocational education in Massachusetts.
Butler adds connecting students directly to companies is what will really keep young people in the area. Another connection he is hopeful for and looking to promote is the return of passenger rail service from Pittsfield to New York City. He looks at Hudson, New York as a model of the benefits of that direct link.
And when you go to Hudson on a Thursday night or a Friday night, you know, their bars and their restaurants and their downtown is full of people that are, you know, waiting for their train to get back into the city because they've worked for the day in Hudson. And that connectivity is something that the Berkshires could benefit from greatly.
Another economic partner under new leadership is Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. Christine Hurley takes over as managing director of the 165-member nonprofit coalition of businesses, real estate owners, and government.
If you were to look at this as your home and the house that you live in, our downtown is our front porch. So, you know, what impression are we giving people? What is our front porch of our home saying to the rest of the community and to any visitors who come here?
Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. recently launched an ambassador program working with the city and Berkshire Community College to have criminal justice students act as visitor guides and provide a uniform presence in downtown. Hurley says the agency is creating a new strategic plan that will be used to help real estate developers.
Whether it be commercial and retail office space, or when you're looking at a building that might have some upper floors that can be developed for residential, you know, we're by their side while they're working through some of their plans and ideas.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.